Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All right. Hello and welcome to Reigning Love Ministries. This is Tim the Overseer with the Watchman on the Wall, Elder Bazaar. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. We thank the Most High God for this opportunity to spread His gospel. Amen. We thank Him for our life, our soul, our health, and our strength. And most of all, we thank the Most High God for our eternal salvation. Amen. I'll say it again. I am grateful for my eternal salvation, which is the greatest gift to mankind, is to receive immortality, meaning that you will never die. Amen. I thank God for His grace and His mercy. We're going to get right on into the word today. Amen. In regards to what's going on in the world and teaching Revelation. Amen. So we're going to be talking about eschatology. Amen. We're going to be praying for the people around this world because, amen, we're possibly looking at World War III. And the only thing we can tell you, amen, is to make sure that your household is ready. Make sure that your house is in order. Amen. So with that being said, before I get to going a little bit too deep, amen, I want to read to you, amen, the context of love, which is written by Paul. Amen. And after I read that, amen, we're going to have a prayer. Amen. We're going to ask that Elder Bazaar, amen, I'm go ahead and start it off today. Amen. Our study on eschatology, the book of Revelation. Amen. Once again, it's a blessing to be here. Amen. The land of the living to present this word to you. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31. Through 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. This is what it says. This is what it reads. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am nothing. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I was a child. I understood as a child. I thought I was a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the grace of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for another blessed day. We come thanking you for our life, our soul, our health, and our strength. We come thanking you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for our eternal blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with immortality. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua.
We thank you,
Yahweh, for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for the many things that you've done, dear Heavenly Father. Most of all, we thank you for saving us from the second death, which is eternal damnation, dear Heavenly Father, be separated from you for all eternity and perishing in fire and brimstone. Dear Heavenly Father, I can't thank you enough for saving my soul, my wife and children, family, friends, and loved ones. We're praying for more family, friends, and loved ones to get saved. We're even praying for
our
saved, dear Heavenly Father. Again, we bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen. There we go. Amen. We got the watchman on the wall. Amen. We're going to let the brother, we're going to let him kick it off today. Amen. Bring what he got to the table and share his spiritual wisdom and knowledge with us. Brother, if you don't mind, go ahead and kick it off for us. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started.
All right.
Go ahead, Doctor.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank each and every one for coming on in here.
Thank you for being here.
Talk about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so overwhelmed.
Right.
I just lost my wallet, and I want you to pray for prayer. I'll find my wallet. I got all my credit cards and driver's license in there, but I'm not going to let that hinder me from telling you about Jesus Christ. Amen. I started to just say, I call off tonight being with your brother, and the Lord said, don't you do it. Amen. I'm going to find my wallet in the name of Jesus. But I don't find it. Amen. I'm still going to preach the gospel because that's temporary.
Amen.
I have in my mind. Amen. I'm so glad to be with you tonight. We're going to talk about what? We're going to talk about Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. We ain't going to talk about me. We ain't going to talk about a whole lot of foolishness. We're going to talk about salvation and let you know without Christ, there is no salvation equitable enough to deliver you from the pits of hell. And it seems like the way we live in today, some people live in today, they say, well, I don't care if there's a hell or not.
That's right.
I'm going to have my fun. I'm going to do what I got to do. And by the way, I'm reading that Bible, half of that Bible. This is what people say, and I don't believe half of that Bible, what it says, because actually I can't understand it. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says it's so plain.
Right.
The prophet Isaiah said it's so plain that a wayfaring man should err therein. So there's no excuses. We are here to let you know Jesus Christ is soon to come back to this earth. We're on our way to Armageddon. Armageddon is about 7 to 8 years away. Woo! You say, well, what you talking about, preacher? How do you know all this? Amen. You got to read your Bible. Amen. You can't just read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and understand it. The Lord is your shepherd, and I don't want nothing else but him. But I want his word. And this evening, we're going to talk about the word of the living God. God is not dead, my friend. God is still alive. He's moving. Amen. He's moving all over the planet. Amen. And he's warning what? This present, evil, wicked, abominable generation. You better get it ready. Church folks, you better get it ready. Preachers,
amen.
You better get it ready. I know I'm not no high-class preacher. I'm not no degrees. I've been to seminar school. I don't hang with the big guys. You know, the big guys, the elite. Amen. Supposed to know so much. Amen. If they know so much, how come they ain't preaching the Bible? Amen. Woo-hoo! If you ain't preaching the Bible, you don't know nothing. If you don't know Jesus,
amen,
you don't know. You got to know Jesus Christ before get to heaven. And you know something? You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, word by word. But if you haven't been born again, the man that wrote the Bible through holy prophets, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, you're going to die and go to hell. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You might not like it. The devil don't like it. Amen. The imps and the demons and the Nephilims and cohorts and satyrs, they will not stand for the word of God. But we're going to talk about, amen, the return of Jesus Christ, to lay it on the line. Jesus Christ is coming back. I believe with all my heart, all my soul.
Amen.
He's coming back 2029. I think the Lord will be here on the earth because we're headed for Armageddon. And Armageddon is about 7 miles away, and I'm going to prove to you in the Word of God, not by what I think, well, what I'm guessing at. I didn't go to the library and try to figure this out. I got on my knees and said, Lord, show me what's going on. And he said in the Word, read tonight. He said, read tonight Ezekiel 38. Get your Bibles out. Amen. Get your Bibles out tonight. Amen. I'm going to read one verse. Amen. Go to the ninth verse of the 39th chapter of Ezekiel. The ninth verse. Amen. The 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. The prophet that prophesied, listen to what I'm saying. He prophesied this Gog and Magog war 2600 years ago. He was in Babylon, and Babylon was the known empire in that day, and Daniel was in captivity. I mean, Ezekiel was in captivity during the Babylonian captivity, and God inspired him by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. and the Holy Ghost is God in the spirit. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. God Almighty is God in the spirit, because the Bible says God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you cannot worship God unless you worship in spirit and unless you worship in the truth. If you're not worshiping him in the truth and in the spirit, God will not hear you. The Bible says God will not hear a sinner's prayer. Now, what you talking about, preacher? You mean God don't hear my prayer? Yeah. He said, but those that worship him, prove to me that God don't hear a sinner's prayer. Go to the book of Matthew. I don't know exactly what verse it is or what chapter it's in, but there's two men went up to pray. One was a publican and one was a Pharisee. And the Pharisee got up to the wall and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Lord, look at this man on my left. Look at him. He's a sinner. And the Pharisee, Lord, he said, I don't commit adultery. I don't do a lot of things, and I'm not as he is. So he lifted up in pride and tried to act like he was somebody. And when he went down from the prayer meeting, guess what? The sinner man smote himself on the breast and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He admitted that he was a sinner. Guess what? God heard his prayer. You know why?
Amen.
Because Jesus, when the both went down, he said the man that said he was a sinner, he was justified. But the man went down there boasting on his religion, boasting on what he did and what he had. God did not answer his prayer because he was already settled in what he was, and he was considering himself as tied to be a sinless man. And let me tell you, I don't care who you are, what you are, where you're coming from. If you think you are sinless, you are a liar, and the truth is not in him, and God cannot tolerate a liar. So what I'm saying, God will not hear a sinner's prayer who do not worship him, honor him, respect him, fear him, love him. Good God Almighty, let me tell you, he'll hear you if what? If you repent.
Ooh, amen.
If you repent, if a sinner repent of his sin, repent of his lying, repent of his fornication, repent of his adultery, repent of his folks for living and doing anything he want to, and then when something happens, you know, a sinner will pray in a minute. Ooh, a wicked man will pray in a minute something happens. Oh, yes, he will. When a sinner man gets sick, he'll pray then. Oh, Lord, give me another chance. When a person's in danger, they will pray. God ain't going to hear that prayer.
That's right.
God ain't going to hear that prayer. You make it well, but God don't hear that prayer. He hears a prayer of a repentant sinner man. Ooh, a man that will humble himself. A man that will fear his name, a man that will honor his name, a man that will sing to the glory of God and live to tell somebody out about this Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God Almighty in the flesh, came all the way down through 42 generations and died upon a cruel cross for the sins of the world. And the world is telling God right now, I ain't worried about that. I don't want to know. I don't know. I don't want to hear that. And the reason they don't want to hear it is because the Bible is an open mirror. The Bible is a divine mirror. The Bible will tell you exactly what you are. It will tell you if you're a sinner. It will tell you if you're a hypocrite. It will tell you if you're a backslider. It will tell you everything you need to know, and people don't want to know the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth hurts. The truth will cut you. The truth will rebuke you. And the sinner man don't want to be rebuked today, but God said, I cannot tolerate a sinner or a liar. I can't tolerate a hypocrite, because a hypocrite is pretending to be something like God. But my friend, I'm just getting you wound up now, because I want to let you know one thing I don't want you to do. One thing I don't want you to do is go to hell. Don't be lost. When you die, don't be lost. Ooh, I'm not worried about what you're doing now, but whatever you're doing now, you need
come
to
on,
repent.
Bob.
And Jesus Christ, I'm not playing with you. I'm serious, because I'm going to show you right here in the scriptures how close we are to the what? To the rapture of the church. I'm going to show you plainly in the Bible. Listen, the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, it says this, 9th verse. And this is coming out of Gog and Magog. This is what's getting ready to happen. It says, and they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons. And burn their weapons. Get it that now. And burn their weapons. Both the shield, the buckler, the bow, and the arrows, and the hand staffs, and the spears, they shall burn them with fire 7 years. 7 years. Now, get this now. You got to rightly divide the word of truth. You can't go around this thing, the quote of scripture, 7 years. What in the world is 7 years doing in the battle of the battle of Gog and Magog?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just a few months ago, I say about a month and a half ago, Putin decided to go down and attack Ukraine. They're going to take Ukraine by force. Nobody can step and stop this what's coming on the planet of Earth. Nobody can.
That's right.
The government can't stop it. The preachers can't stop it. You can pray. But what you should be praying for is salvation of your soul. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
There's going to be war because Jesus said it, 2,000 years ago. He said there'll be wars and rumors of war. Be not troubled, for the time is not, for the day of sorrow is on its way. Now, listen to what it says now. They're going to burn their weapons for 7 years. There's a 7-year tribulation coming up right now.
Right.
It ain't far away. 7 years where the earth is going to fall under the judgment of God Almighty. God Almighty has been merciful. 6,000 years, man has tried to run this earth without God. That's the problem. They're trying to run it with the devil, and the devil is out to destroy mankind. Mankind listen to the devil before they listen to God Almighty, and that's why the country, the world, the communities are suffering the way they have treated God. That goes for me too, and everybody else around me. I'm not excusing myself and put myself on a pinnacle like I did everything what God wanted me to do. I've been disobedient and I've been chastised, but the Lord said, now look, you got to preach the gospel because I'm depending on you. I'm depending on you, Brother Tim. The Lord is depending on you. He's depending on me to get this gospel out exactly the way the Bible said. 7 years.
Amen.
Spoken by Daniel the prophet. 7 years. The 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. The 70th week is coming up. All right? Right now, Putin is getting ready to conquer Ukraine. He needs Ukraine because he has to make a pathway from the north, which is Moscow. He's got to make it down through the Caspian Mountains. He's got to go by the Black Sea. That's where Ukraine is. He's got to bring all them trucks and cars down through that, and tanks and planes. He's got to come down between the Black Sea and Turkey. And when he comes down through the back way of Turkey, he's going to pick up the country of Turkey. He's going to pick up the country of Ethiopia. He's going to pick up the country of Libya. He's going to pick up the country of Togarma. He's going to pick up Germany. And he's going to have 5 other nations with him to come down on the Mount of Israel because the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel 38-39, he said, God and Magog will get an evil thought. Guess what the evil thought is? The evil thought that they're going to get, because right now, everybody want to know what Putin is doing. But see, Putin know what he's doing. And he's going to do exactly what the Bible said he was going to do. So what he's going to do, he's going to get an evil thought. And you know what an evil thought is when it comes to going against God? He's going to get evil thought to go down through the Caspian Mountains and the Black Sea and Turkey, and he's going to make an attack on Israel. He wants Israel. Israel is the focal point of Christ's return. That's what he's coming back to. That's the city that Jesus Christ was born in. That's the city that he did miracles in. That's the city that he stood out on the outside of the skirts of Jerusalem, and they took him on the hill of Golgotha Hill, and they crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. They mutilated him. They hurt him. They embarrassed him. They had the audacity to say, if you much such as the Son of God, why don't you come off the cross? But see, Jesus Christ, my Son, had another alternative. He knew that he had to die for what? For a wretched soul like mine.
That's right.
I'm done, sinner like me, and ain't nobody have no right to say that they ain't a sinner, because all are born and shaped in iniquity. Didn't my mother conceive me? The day I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And ever since I've been on here, I have been dealing with sin and degradation and disappointment and agony. But one day it's all going to go away, and the only way it's going to go away is when Jesus Christ comes back again. But while he's coming back, I've got to get my soul right. Brother Bazaar got to get my soul right. And Brother Tim got to get his soul right. I'm running for my life now. I'm not playing with nobody. I'm stretching out my heart. I'm stretching out my mind. I'm stretching out my love for those that don't know Jesus Christ. And I love those that will accept Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. The seventh week, spoken by Daniel prophet. He said they're going to do what? They're going to burn their weapons with fire. And they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, and the Lord God. And it shall come to pass, in that day I will give what? Unto God a place there of graves in Israel. The valley of the passengers on the east side of the sea, that's the Dead Sea, it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury God and all the multitude. They shall call it the Valley of Hamagog. All right, listen what it said. It said they're going to burn their weapons for 7 years. The only time they're going to be able to burn their weapons is during the tribulation period. The tribulation period is not for the church. It's not for the church. The church will not be here when this war comes to a head, when it comes to a peak. When the Antichrist come here, the Antichrist cannot come. Listen to me now. The Antichrist cannot come until the body of the glorious sanctified church be raptured up. How is it going to be raptured up? It's going to be raptured up in a moment of a twinkle of an eye. Good God Almighty. Don't you know how quick that is? That's so quick. I can be standing right in front of you. Amen. Still standing on my feet, and I'm going on to heaven. That's how quick it's going to be. It's going to be quicker than the speeding bullet. It's going to be quicker than a bolt of lightning. The saints of the church, the saints of all over the world, wherever they may be. They could be in Africa. They can be in China. They can be in the ghetto. They can be anywhere. God got saints all over the face of the earth. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let the devil fool you. A lot of people say, it seems like a lot of people going to hell. Yes, it is a lot of people going to hell, but you don't have to be there. Ooh, I'm not following the cloud. I'm following the cloud. And the cloud is enthroned with the glory of God. Yes, the world is following the cloud, and the church is supposed to be following the cloud. And they're following what? They're following everything but the cloud, because Jesus Christ is coming with clouds. Jesus Christ left with clouds. So look at the cloud, and I guarantee you, in the midst of those clouds is the glory of God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, here's a bummer. Here's a shock to you. Listen to what I'm saying. The oil that Russia has is running out. The oil is running out. And by the oil running out, guess what? They're going to come an oil shortage.
That's right.
And then they ain't going to have enough oil to run their machines. They ain't going to have enough none to run their jets. They ain't going to have enough oil to run their tanks. Why? Because the oil is not coming to Russia. They're going to try to sanction Russia. But Russia says, we got another plan. And this plan is they're going to switch from ammunition and tanks and planes to horses. Oh, my God. Russia is known for having stock of horses. They got 1 million horses. They got millions. That's what they're going to do. Since the oil won't be able to run the machine, they're going to turn into ancient weaponry, like spears and shields and swords, and they're going to do what? They're going to use horses to come from the north through the Cascade Mountains. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to come up on the Mount of Israel after the rapture of the church, because it says 7 years. Uh-oh, 7 years. Read the book. Read the book. 7 years. The 7 years is consisted of 3 1/2 years, the first part. Second part, another 3 1/2 years. If you can add or subtract, 3 1/2 and 3 1/2 equals 7 years. 7 years is mentioned in the book of Daniel. 7 years is mentioned in the book of Romans, where Paul said the Lord God Almighty is going to do a short work upon the earth. In other words, a short work is going to be a short 7 year tribulation. Woo! The judgment is going to be so quick and so fast, people's head going to swim. Folks are going to be running to the mountains and crying out. Their loved ones going to remain. The babies will be gone. The hospitals, the newborn babies will be gone. There won't be no hardly any children up on the earth that's not have the age of accountability. God is going to move the church out of the midst of what's getting ready to happen, because the church will not be here to fight no war for nobody. Oh, my God. Listen to what I'm saying. 7 year tribulation is almost here. This is the year, good God Almighty. I believe it with all my mind, all my heart. And a lot of people say, well, man, you're going kind of nuts, ain't you? Ain't you kind of crazy? You don't lost your mind. You know, I got to go up a little bit. I got to go to college. I got to get married. I'm busy, man. I'm so busy. I ain't got time for new stuff to come to Jesus Christ. That's all God, man. Man, I'm going to go out here and do what my thing. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to be a man. No man know what day he's coming. Not the hour or the day. But he didn't say nothing about the year. It didn't say nothing about the month. And the month's coming up. September is the month. September is the month of the fulfillment of Shemitah year. It's the last year that's called a Shemitah year. A lot of people don't know nothing about that, amen, because they don't read the Bible. They don't go into Jewish history and find out what the Jews are going by. Jews are not going by the Gregorian calendar. They're going by 360 days a year, and God is using the Jews to be his timepiece. And this is going to be the last Shemitah year. And 2022, hey, man, 7 years after 2022 comes to 2029 in which what? In which Russia, amen, at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation will fight this battle. And the battle, will be won. Ooh, Russia is going to try. Now, listen, here's where they're going to make the mistake. When they come up on the holy mountain of Israel during the tribulation period, during the time that the 144,000 will be preaching, during the time at the beginning of the tribulation, when the Antichrist rises up, guess what? He's going to say, peace, peace. Because people today are tired of Biden. They don't got tired of Trump. They don't got tired of presidents. They don't got tired of kings. They want somebody that will come and soften their ears and make it sound real sweet. And the Antichrist is just the man that's going to do it, because the Jews believe when this man comes, he's the Antichrist, because he will give them permission to rebuild the temple. The temple is already got a scattered review of how the temple is supposed to look. And the Jews are getting ready to build the temple during the time of the tribulation. And it's only going to take about 18 months for them to get that temple up. They got the red helpers. They got the menorah. They're gonna get the Ark of the Covenant, but they're gonna get there at a specific time. So when the rapture, the glorious church of the living God, Christ is gonna blow the trumpets, and the trump is gonna blow so loud that he's gonna wake up the dead.
Oh, yes, sir.
Christ, if you don't die in Christ, if you don't live in Christ, if you don't talk Christ, if you don't have Christ in your heart, good God Almighty, you will never get up from the grave. You won't get up. Why? Because you don't know who Jesus Christ. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the love of God in you. You don't have repentance in you. Why? Because of tell me, except you repent, you shall likewise, I'll make it a little plain, go to hell. That means perish. So the world is saying now, what is Russia going to use when the oil run out? Gas prices now is at $4 a gallon. It's going up to $7 a gallon. Before the summer is over, it's going to be to $10 a gallon. Watch what I tell you. Why? Because it's going to be an oil shortage. Ain't nobody going to have no oil to put in their car. They have no gas to make oil to make gas out of. They ain't going to have no coal, no cooling, no heat for wintertime. Why? Because the high prices are going to be so high that the rich will only be able to survive. So if you if you get caught in the tribulation period, you're going to have faith on earth, and you're going to have faith in nobody else to escape the wrath to come but Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying, what is Ezekiel saying in those two verses? He's saying that Russia is going back to ancient warfare, and Russians know how to make steel out of wood. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to give it up to you, brother. Russia knows how to make steel out of wood. They can make bow and arrows. They can make all kinds of weapons out of wood by compressing it together and giving it a special treatment and make that wood harder than steel. That if you would put a match to it, it will burn up. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about during that time that Russia comes down and try to take Israel, their weapons going to use for firewood. When Israel, begin to burn their wood, they're going to burn it all for 7 years to keep them warm during the tribulation period. They're going to use it for firewood. They're going to use it for killing. They're going to use it for cooking. Why? Because it's going to get so bad. It's going to get so bad. The bread that you eat now is going to cost you $80 a day. $80 for a loaf of bread. It's at $3 now. It's going to go up. But why? Because time is running out. And the Jews know it. The Jews know their Messiah is coming. But it's not going to be the right Messiah. It's going to be the fake Messiah. It's going to be the quack.
That's right.
What Satan had, it's going to be Beelzebub. It's going to be the wicked one. It's going to be the son of perdition. It's going to be the fallen angel, which is Lucifer, and all his angels are going to infiltrate this earth, and he's going to bring hell out of hell. And those that are left here, I ain't playing with you. I love everyone out there. I love every one of y'all out there. And I'm trying to get this out the best I know how. But if you want to know, is the church going to be here during the tribulation? The answer is no. But who's going to be here? Russia's going to be here. The Antichrist is going to be here. And the unsaved that never accepted Jesus Christ is going to be here. And God will give you the opportunity to preach the last message, the last seven years. And during the 7 years, Israel will get the victory, and they will show they got the victory by burning the weaponry of Russia. That's what's getting ready to happen. So the church need to pray that what? That souls get saved, because the war is not going to stop. It's going to continue on and build up until the month of September, which is Rosh Hashanah, which means Feast of the Trumpets. Of the trumpets. This is the year the feast is a trumpet will make a blast. The Jews are going to blast this trumpet. And when they blast this trumpet, that will fulfill and start the 7 year tribulation that will end in 2029. And the millennium reign will run into 2030. And Jesus Christ is going to be back on this earth. And when he comes back, he's coming back. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let the brother have it. All the armies of the world, you hear what I said? Every army, every mobile army from around the world will gather together at a valley called Armageddon. Armageddon is the devil is going to show his rebellion. The whole world will rebel against God Almighty. And the armies of the world is going to try to shoot him out the air. Now, you know how foolish that is. And people today are trying to shoot Christ out of the air. They want to get rid of him so bad. And if you're a Christian, they want to get rid of you because you stand for righteousness and You standing up for Jesus Christ and nobody else. You standing up against whoremongering. You stand up against adultery. You stand up against lying and cheating and backbiting. You stand up against homosexual. You stand up against lesbianism, because no whoremonger will enter the heaven. No liar will enter the heaven. I ain't going. You ain't going nowhere until you be born again. Until you know Jesus Christ. Watch your soul from sin and cleanse you and make you whole. And you can receive Christ right now. You can receive Jesus Christ right now. And this is no joke. This is real. This is the real deal. Why don't you just say, look, Lord, I know I can't make it without you. I know I need to be saved. I know I need Jesus Christ. I'm going to quit playing with myself. I'm going to quit playing the hypocrite. In fact, I need, instead of me just going to church, I need to stay home and read my Bible and quit listening to these old poison preachers that ain't telling you nothing. And if they ain't telling you Jesus Christ is coming back and that he died and rose again and that you got to be holy, hey, follow peace with all men and holiness, but without no man shall see the Lord. Come on, man, tell the truth. Jesus Christ. Paul said, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ was risen from the dead by the power of God. In other words, God raised himself. Woo! No other God raised Jesus Christ. God raised himself from the dead. Right. He came back in a glorified body. He no longer has flesh and blood, but he had a glorified body. It's better than flesh and blood. When they drained Jesus' blood from the cross, it's gone. Flesh and blood will never enter the kingdom of God. So now Christ is going to set us up, and he's going to change this mortal body into immortality. And you need to know Christ tonight. You need to tell your friend, man, I need to get my soul right with Jesus Christ. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. Woo! All right, Doctor. Amen. Awesome word. Amen, brother. You going deeper. Amen. Amen. You on the road. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Give all praises to the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
2029. Amen. Amen. And amen. We've been talking about this for going on. Amen. It's eschatology teaching strong since the pandemic hit April. May 2020, amen. We hadn't stopped yet. We can't stop yet, amen, until he returns or until he calls us home, amen. Amen. The military and the government is aware that the aliens are going to come down to the planet in 2029. Hear me. The government already knows this, amen. Why? How do the governments know this? Amen. The Bible says, amen, amen. It said that Satan is the prince of the air. Amen. He is the, right now, he's the ruler of this world for the past 6,000 years. The age of the Gentile is up. It's almost done. It's up this year. They are done. Amen. Satan only has 7 years after the trumpet blows to rule this world. Amen. Then he's going to be cast into a bottomless pit, to where he and the fallen angels and the demons, the remaining demons, because some of the demons, amen, you have to read the book of Enoch, majority of those demons, because they were so wicked, God said, I can't allow them to be out, amen, and loose on this earth, that he had to seal them. He had to seal those 200 angels that came down, and he judged them, and he said that they're going to be sealed away, amen, until the day of judgment. But they are aware that those demons are going to, because that's what aliens are, they're demons. They're going to come down to this planet. Amen. 2029, we also know in Revelation, the 9th chapter, talk about those demons are going to be let loose. Lucifer's demons loose on this earth. Amen. You do not want to be a part of this. Amen. It's a funny thing. Me and my brother was just talking today. Amen. He just came over to my house talking about some things. Amen. That's going on in the world. He said, man, y'all better get ready. I said, brother, we've been ready. I said, now you better get ready for the return of Christ. Amen. You don't need you concerning yourself, amen, with what man is about to go through, because if you are saved, the church will not go through the tribulation. When the trumpet sound, we will be gathered together, we will be raptured out of here.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy that he will not allow the church to go through the great tribulation. You can't prepare for the great tribulation. You can't buy enough bunkers. You can't strip enough food. You can't buy enough weapons. You can't buy enough guns. You can't buy enough bullets for what's about to happen. Amen. The poor, amen, like the brother said, the poor is going to get the worst. When these gas prices go up, amen, they're going to go up because America is preparing troops. Why is America preparing troops? America is preparing to get into this war. And once America gets into this war, China is just waiting. China is itching for a war with America. They've been waiting to get for this for a very long time. Amen. We know that once America gets into it, we know once China gets into it, we know that Europe is going to get into it, NATO. We're going to get in. Then you are looking at officially World War III. Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Amen. Me and my brother are talking about this today. Google it. If you think it's a lie, Google it. Africa has no nuclear weapon at all. None. Amen. Africa has
Amen.
No. Pull it up. Amen. Now watch this. The funny thing about that is I've been knowing this for years, that Africa doesn't have nuclear weapons, even before I Googled it. But I knew it because it was a spiritual thing. Amen? Africa
Amen.
Is preserved. It is the original continent. It is preserved. Amen. It's preserved. That's where man originated. Amen. Get yourself prepared for the return of Christ. There is no
yes.
escape. You say, I'm going to run to Africa. No, that ain't the answer. Amen. Because the tribulation is going to affect the entire planet. Is going to be affected by the great tribulation. That's famine.
Yes, it is.
The world is going to be on fire. The water, the ocean, the rivers, the fountains of water will be turned to blood. There won't be nowhere you can run. Amen. The sea life is going to die because the blood and the water. They can't die. I mean, they can't live because of the blood. You won't be able to eat fish. The vegetation, majority of the vegetation is going to be burned up. And then at some point, all of the vegetation is going to be burnt up. Only the rich and wealthy will have access to majority of the food, amen, that's going to be left during that time. There's going to be pandemonium. People are going to be killing like crazy. People are going to be stealing like crazy. It's going to be hell on earth. There is nothing
yeah.
that you can prepare. I guarantee you. You think you're going to prepare for this? You hear folks out here talking silliness on these social media sites, talking about the church is going to go through the tribulation. God is not going to allow the church will be out of here. Amen. We will not go through the great tribulation. Stop listening to these fakes and phonies that are preaching that mess. They have not studied the Bible. And as the brother said, you don't have to even go to seminary school to study to find it out that the church will not be here. Amen. We will not go through the great tribulation. Amen. Now, I want to share some scriptures
Amen.
With you here. Amen. I want to go into Revelation, the third chapter, and I want to share some scripture. Amen. Amen. This is an awesome word. Amen. Awesome opportunity to share God's word with you because why? We want people to become saved. We want you to be prepared. Amen. So many people are, and don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you to stop your life. Amen. If you're studying in school, we're not telling you to stop. Keep going to school. Keep doing the best that you can because let me tell you something.
Yes, yes.
The devil is telling his people to continue to carry on because if he gives any sign that the world is about to end, it will cause panic. And he don't want more people to come to God. He want people to think of that this world's going to be okay. This is just, that we just going through this. Amen. No.
Come
Putin
on,
is serious about what he is doing. This man is killing women and children. And I knew, I said, man, when I saw that report, I said, man, there is no stopping this man. Amen, brother. I did some stuff. I watched a documentary on him yesterday. I said, oh, so this man is used to doing what he's doing. If you go back and see some of the things that Putin has done in the past, you see, man,
yes.
this is an evil man. He got to where
yes.
he was doing some evil things. I thought this man was a legit businessman. No, he worked his way to the top. doing evil things. You go and research it and watch documentaries on this man, and,
yes,
and you'll see that, man, this man was put in place. He was allowed to be in place, amen, by Satan. These things, this will tell you, this is chess, not checkers. Satan has moved his pieces on the board to be prepared for this time, amen, in history, so these things will take place, amen. Same thing about the man from China. Same thing about our president, the people in Europe, the people. This is prophecy that we are seeing that's unfolding before us. This is why all this stuff is happening. This is prophecy. This has to happen. This has to happen, amen. The great tribulation and the things that are happening in the world, amen. Now watch this. We'll go over to Revelation, the third chapter. And I have to read verse 10, because if I didn't read verse 10, it probably wouldn't make too much sense, amen, for me to read verse 11. Now watch what it says in verse 10. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall,
yes,
come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. And so he's going to keep the church from this hour of temptation. This hour of temptation is a time that Daniel spoke of and Christ spoke of and said there has never been a time like it on the earth, not till now, nor shall there ever be a time like the tribulation, the seven-year period.
Come on.
The brother broke it down for you. He said tribulation is going to be broken up into 3.5 years, the first 3.5 years, and then the last 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years is known as the Great Tribulation, because,
yeah,
Christ,
yes,
himself is going to pour out great wrath upon the earth that last 3.5 years. It is also the time that the Antichrist will be embodied or taken over by Lucifer himself. Lucifer will come down to the earth. He will take over the wounded, the wounded to death, Antichrist body, and when he indwells his body, he's going to cause the entire world to receive a mark. If you say you don't want that mark, you will be beheaded. You will be, your head will be cut off. He said, so you're going to either accept this mark in your head or your hands or in both. It's going to be the mark of the beast. And so if you refuse the mark of the beast, your head will, you will be beheaded. Your head will be cut off. Amen. Now watch what it says in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 11. It says, behold, this is Christ talking, I come quickly. He's setting a warning out to those of us that are listening to this word week in and week out. If you got it down, if you receive salvation, you're good to go. But just don't stop there. Don't be content. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Let people know that Christ is coming back. When you get the opportunity, if you are by yourself with a family member, a friend, or if you're in a, just whatever situation you're in, share this word with them and say, brother or sister, have you accepted Christ? Man, I share with my friends whether they want to hear it or not. Hey, amen. I know sometimes you got family members and friends who don't want to hear it. Trust me, we experience it as well. They mock and think it's funny. They think it's a joke. Amen. Amen. And this is not a joke. People are talking about preparing for war. We finna get ready to go to war. I'm getting ready to go to the front line. Brother, what you should be prepared for, instead of saying you want to fight for this country, you better be prepared to fight in the army of the Lord, because Christ is coming back to get the church. Amen. You prepare yourself for Christ. You don't have to worry about going to go pick up a gun and get ready to fight or anything like that, because there's nothing that you can prepare for. Amen. And this
amen.
Life. Amen. Amen. Now watch what it says. Amen. He says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Amen. And he that hath
ear,
let him hear what the Spirit sent unto the churches. Amen. It is important. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Let him understand. Amen. Once you hear this word of God, amen, hold fast on it. You have an opportunity to receive eternal life. Man, this is so important. This is so huge because so many people hear the gospel. They hear this opportunity. And don't you know they just let it slip through their hands? Oh, you know, you don't know the people that I've spoken to in the past. And it's a hurtful thing to know that we are teaching and preaching the gospel. We love people. And people let this beautiful opportunity. And you ask yourself, why? Why do people think this is a joke? Why do they take God as a joke? Because I think about, brother, you know, when Satan, when he left heaven, when he rebelled against God, I think about what was he thinking to go against God, to think that you could defeat God. What were you thinking? We're talking about a God that created you. We're talking about a God that created the heavens, the host of heaven, the universe, earth, and the host of earth. You think God's going to give what all that God is? He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's been in existence from everlasting. You think he'll give his power and glory to an evil being like Satan? Satan just wants to God built everything. So now you think it's like you building up a kingdom and you're going to hand it over to nobody? Absolutely not. Satan was not going to defeat God. He has no power. He is not a nemesis to God. He is just an enemy of God. He has no power.
Come on.
He know he doesn't. He is weak. He know he is weak. And he's a deceiver. That's what he is. He's a liar and a deceiver.
Now, come on.
The Bible said he is the father of lies. And this is why so many people are losing their souls. Amen. So many people are losing their souls to the world. Satan has blinded people. Amen. Let me share the scripture with you. He's blinded
people.
I'm going to come back over to Revelation, the third chapter. But let me share this with you. Go over to Matthew. Let me show you something. Matthew. Let me see if I can find it again. Amen. I may have to look it up. I believe it's Matthew, the sixth chapter. Amen. If I can remember. Amen. I believe it's Matthew. We'll see. When I get there, I probably can find the verse. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Amen. Believe him. I may be wrong. Matthew. Oh, there it is. Amen. I was right. Matthew, the sixth chapter, verse 24. Amen. Watch this. Amen.
Go ahead.
Matthew, the sixth chapter. This tells us about putting God first. This is the reason why God is first, because the angels in heaven that did not leave with Satan, they always kept God first. And this is why it's important that we keep God first as God's children. Because when you begin to love the world and when you begin to chase after the worldly stuff, you lose sight of who God is.
This is what the problem
with the children of Israel was. This is how they became lost because, see, when you are given something, amen, it is up to you to make a choice if you want it to be yours or not. Amen. See, if you don't make a choice to keep it, it's no longer yours. See, you give it up based on your decision. See, the children of Israel was given God first. Why? Because of Abraham. So they had inherited. See, you can inherit a house that's paid for from your parents, but you know within your mind, you know if you're going to keep it or not, because you're going to make a choice. You're going to say, no, I'm going to take care of what my parents left me. I'm going to take care of the house. I'm going to pay the taxes on it. I'm going to keep it painted, keep it looking good on the inside. This is my inheritance. But if you choose in the beginning, you've already made that choice in your mind. You already know if you're going to make the choice to keep that house. You already know. You already know.
Come on.
But if you choose not to keep it, you made that choice in the beginning, and it's lost.
Yeah.
See,
Yes.
It's up to you in the beginning to choose God. So you know whether or not you're going to choose salvation in the beginning. When you go to church and you have that opportunity, you know in your mind whether you're going to receive Christ. Every time you show up in the church, the Bible says, how can they hear unless they have a what? A preacher.
A preacher.
If you don't have somebody to preach and teach you the word, you can't understand salvation. You're not going to accept Christ, but you have to have somebody to teach it. And every opportunity that you have, as you hear the word of God, that's your opportunity.
All right.
It's up to you to make the choice to receive salvation. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So what I'm saying to you is the church of Laodicea, they had
the
opportunity, but Christ was not happy with them. Why? Amen. I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to come back to the Laodicea. I don't want to get to it. I'm going to read you Matthew, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 19. I was going to start a little further down, but I'm going to start at verse 19. I want to show you something. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 19. Watch what it says. It says, lay not up for yourselves. This is Christ speaking because it's in red. He says, lay up not for yourselves treasures upon. Why does Christ say that? See, for some of us, it's a good thing that you wasn't born rich. Amen?
Yeah.
You say, why is that, Doctor?
Amen.
Because when you're born rich, you are blinded, amen, to God. You
Come
become
on.
Arrogant. You become prideful, which is what Satan
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
yeah. When you begin to experience beauty early on, you begin to become
Come
what?
Come on, preach up.
Self. Prideful. You begin to be selfish. You're all into yourself. It's about me and nobody else. And see, you're blinded. See, Satan was made beautiful. So he let
Come
what
on.
He was blind him. Amen? He already had
yeah.
it all. He had the knowledge. He had the beauty. He could play music. He could sing. He had it all. But he let what he had blinded him. Do you notice how people are in the world that are born into riches? Just like the rich young ruler when Christ, he said, what must I do to be saved? God, Christ said, get rid of all your riches and follow me. He said, I can't do that. Because why? He loved the world. He loved the riches and what it gave him. See, people who are rich, they have prestige. See, people love that. They have the name.
Come on.
My last name is Jackson. I go down
Come
to
on.
The country club. I go and play golf with all my friends. I ain't got to hang with the poor people. So you become blinded, and you become selfish, and you begin to think it's about me. But see, sometimes it's blessed to be born poor, amen, because it allows you to be grateful for what you have,
Hallelujah.
The little that you have. You can see God more. You see God better. This is why God keeps us humble when we go through things in life, amen, because God
amen,
keeps
brother.
Us humble. Amen. It keeps me humble, but when I go through trials and tribulations, amen. Because sometimes, as man, we need to be what humble, because we become prideful and we can get beside ourselves. This is why I said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth. Why? He said, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But watch what it says. It says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. It's okay to go to school and get a degree and open a business, become an entrepreneur, but don't focus on the world stuff. Don't lay up treasures. Oh, I'm going to buy a bunch of cars. I'm going to buy a bunch of houses, because some people don't know how to be humble with that stuff. It's only a few people could be like Job, could be rich
on
this earth and still serve God. It's a whole lot of people out here that they don't know how to be humble. Amen, doctor.
Amen.
Job was humble. Well, what his wife said? See, that was a test just to show Satan, you know what? It don't matter who you are, what you got. Amen. You can still serve God. God
Come
was trying
on,
to
preacher.
Prove a point to see, Satan didn't even see Job until what? Until God pointed him out. Amen. Man, this
Amen.
Story used to be my dad's favorite story. He used to always talk about Job. But God said, but have you considered my servant Job? He wasn't even studying Job until God pointed him out. He said, have you considered Job? Have you been watching? He said, Satan, where have you been? He said, I've been to and fro in the earth. seeking who I can devour, who I can deceive, who I can destroy. Amen. But God said, but how you consider it? He wants to show Satan that, you know what? No matter what you do to him. See, when you love God, it don't matter what you do to a man. You can make him poor. You can make him sick. You can make his wife leave him. You can make his kids turn against him. You can strip him down to nothing. But when you got God in your heart, no matter what you do to me, amen, I'm going to still love my God. Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
So no matter, amen, doctor. See, no matter what the father, no matter what Lucifer said to the other angels of heaven, they said, nuh-uh, Satan, we rebuke you. This is our God. We're going to serve him for all. Man, look at her. We're going to serve him for all eternity. I don't care what you do or what you say or what lie you spread. This is our God, and we love him, and we're going to serve him for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
So, so this is why it's important for us to lay treasures where? In heaven. It says where neither moth nor rust do corrupt. You're going to get a gown that a moth can't eat up.
You're
going to get a robe that's going to be whiter than snow. Amen.
Ooh,
amen. You're going to have treasures in heaven that rust, thieves can't break in and steal, or rust
can't
won't corrupt. Man, we're going to have beautiful things. This stuff that we got is this trinkets that folks, man, are selling their soul for. Lord have mercy. I hate it when people sell their soul, when these young people and these people just throw their lives away because they think that the devil got something good for them. The devil ain't got nothing for you. Amen.
No,
he ain't
got
nothing.
Nothing.
That's what he sold. That's what he sold. Amen, doctor. He ain't got nothing. When he sold the fallen angels and when he sold Adam and Eve and all these people, when he sold Eve on, all you want surely die. He playing the same old game with these folks to sell their soul. Oh, look. You, that's right, doctor. He lying to these folks, telling them, oh, you're going to live forever. You ain't going to live forever. You're going to be out there in that grave, dead as a door. It's just dead.
Come on,
stiff and dead and stinking. What he's trying to tell people is that they're going to remember you for hundreds of years. They're going to remember you after you are dead and gone. Who cares about that? Somebody remember you after you're dead. You're dead and gone. You ain't going to live no way.
Come on,
if people know about these famous artists, look at all these famous people have died for hundreds of years, the presidents and the rich people have died. Don't nobody care about that. These folks are dead. If they didn't serve God, they are in hell. That's where they are. Let's just be real and talk. They are in hell. That's where they are. The devil has sold them on worldly riches, and who cares about how rich they were when they was on earth?
Come on. Come on.
Amen. John said, amen. John said in Revelation, the 20th chapter, I saw them small and great, rich and poor.
Yeah.
Stand before the great white throne of judgment. Well, man, I tell you right now, I'd rather be washed and covered in the blood than to have to stand before a great and angry
amen.
God. Amen. And to be judged.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lay your treasures up in heaven where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 1 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your heart needs to be with Christ, amen. Your heart needs to be with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, because there your treasures will be in heaven, amen.
Come on.
Amen. That's what it says, amen. Watch what it says. Amen, doctor. Watch what it says in verse 22 and 23. It says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Ooh, man, the light
come
of the
on,
world.
Come on.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Is your heart with God? Is your heart with the light of God? Or is your heart with Satan, with evil? Amen. Watch this. Watch what it says in verse 24.
Go ahead.
Amen. It says, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God, Yahweh, amen, doctor, and mammon. That word mammon in the Hebrew language, amen, means money, wealth. You can't serve Yahweh in wealth. This is what this whole context is talking about. Either you're going to love one and hate the other. You can't serve the devil. And this was what the problem was with the Laodicean church. They loved wealth. They loved who they were. Oh, I got nice clothes in the car. I got a nice Cadillac and a Lexus and a Mercedes-Benz. I love my life. I love this world. It's okay to have nice things. I have nice things. I have a nice home. I'm not trying to brag or boast. I enjoy things. I have a nice car, but I don't love that stuff. If that stuff
amen.
For I told the car lot, man, please, this is just stuff. Amen. This is just stuff. Man, if y'all want to come get the car, amen, I'll tell them in a heartbeat, come get it. I can get another car. I don't care about this stuff. This is how, this is materialistic stuff. That word mammon means wealth and materialistic stuff. I'm not materialistic. I have nice clothes. I have nice things, nice shoes. But I don't get into that stuff. Amen. If God was to take it all from me today, amen, I'm still going to praise him because I am grateful for this opportunity. Amen, doctor. I am grateful for where he has brought me, for the life he blessed me to live. Hey, good jobs come, good jobs go. Amen. I've been blessed over my life, amen, to have good jobs. But amen. But one thing I have learned, brother, that good jobs come and good jobs go. Good opportunities come and good opportunities will leave. Amen. But you know what I am so grateful for, brother? I am more grateful for my salvation. That's what I'm thankful for. Amen. Because I know if I have anything in this life or not, it won't matter. Because only what you do for Christ shall last. Amen, doctor. Amen. Only what you do for Christ shall last. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, doctor. Amen. I'm about to turn it back over to you, brother. Amen.
All right.
5 to 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Amen. But I got some more. If I get to touch on some more stuff, amen, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the Laodicean church. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you so much for giving this opportunity. I got some good news. I just found my wallet in my garage. So we can go on and really get down with the nitty-gritty because I was a little concerned, but what we're going to do, amen. We're going to talk about this year works of the saints. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and that what the brother just got through saying about Job. Job loved God more than he loved materialism. He loved his family, but he loved God more. He loved his animals, but he loved God more. And if you're a child of God, amen, and God takes you through a test, I guarantee he'll bring you out. But we want you to know now that Jesus Christ is our only hope. And the only way that you can receive Christ is through the blood of Jesus Christ. I got a couple names down here written, amen. I'm not the judge of nobody. I'm not the judge or jury. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, by the grace of God. He saved my soul through the blood of the cross. And the cross is the ultimate pinpoint of the way that God could bring man back to God. No other person can bring you to God but Christ. Christ is the Son of God, meaning God in the flesh, died on Calvary's cross, gave up the ghost, went down into the bowels of hell, and set the captive free. Now, there's two things about here. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Now, if you're saved, then you got to show some works through Christ only. You can't work without Christ being in you. You can't do good works unless Christ is in you. You can't speak good works unless Christ is in you. You can't love unless Christ is in you. Christ cannot be in you one day and then you lose him the next day. Either he's in you forever or he's not in at all. He's not no half God. He's a whole God. And he can save the whole part of man, and that is his soul, the very being. There's some people on the lamplight, amen, that confess that they know Jesus Christ, and they're doing devil work. They're doing the work of the devil. You can't work with the devil and work with God at the same time. I just want to know what out of my acknowledging. Have you ever seen celebrities and rich people testify about Christ and his birth, death, and resurrection, how much he loved them? Have they ever gave you a testimony about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and praise God consistently, not in and out, not up and down, not side to the left or to the right, but straight? I'm going to name some people, amen, on the limelight, amen, that's big shots, amen. You know Mary, they're supposed to be gospel singers. And I'm not the judge of what they got or what they don't have. But and they have about give them some testimonies what God has done for them. But I never hear Beyonce testify. I never seen Pope Francis testify. I never seen gay hip hop testify. I never seen Michael Jackson testify. I never heard T.D. Jakes testify about what? About the cross. I never heard Clef O'Dollar lift up the cross. I never hear Paula White lift up the cross. Kanye West, I never hear him lift up the cross. Benny Hinn, I never hear him lift up the cross. I'm talking about the cross now. I'm talking about sacrificing. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about how he whipped him and beat him and called him everything to die and save man from you, from sin, death, and the grave. I never hear Bobby Amen. Jones testify. I never seen Jay-Z testify.
Come on,
Chris
dog.
Brown, never hear him testify. Jennifer Hudson, they mentioned God, but I never hear him testify. Kobe Bryant, I never hear him testify. Joel Osteen, I never hear him testify. Come on, y'all.
Come on, dog.
I mean, look, I'm talking to Brother Tim Jackson down here in Texas, man. He got a testimony. You know what the testimony is? I've been changed. I come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Woo! He said, this is what Brother Tim tells me. He said, I've been washed in the blood. Amen. If you've been washed in the blood, say so. Good God Almighty. If you know what
on,
the Holy man. Ghost is like, you ought to say so. Quit trying to dodge around it, and you do your own little thing, and on Sunday morning, you get up and talk about your Holy Ghost, and you don't party all night long. You coming in there talking about, I got the Holy Ghost. I don't know what kind of Holy Ghost you got, because it sure ain't, don't belong to me, and don't belong to God. God got this Holy Ghost, amen, that'll set you free from sin, death, hell, and the grave. I never have Justin Bieber testify. Madonna, I ain't no here testify. Warren Buffett, no testimony. Oprah Winfrey, no testimony. Will Smith, no testimony. Whitney Houston, no testimony. T.D. Jakes, I never hear him bear the cross. I never hear him say anything about the cross. The power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Joel Osteen, no cross. Paula White, I ain't never heard it tonight. And I'm not judging him. I'm not judging. But let me tell you, when Jesus Christ comes into your life and you are living for God, you are walking in the Spirit, you are wanting to get closer and closer to God every day, every minute. Amen. I don't hear no testimony. Good God Almighty. I ain't LeBron James, no testimony. Mr. B, because he's passed away. Hey, Tupac, no testimony. Michael Jackson, no testimony. Marilyn Manson, no testimony. I don't hear no testimony from the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, Dick Cheney, Prince Charles, Barack Obama, Duke of York. Hitler, they say Hitler died in a bunker with a cyanide pill with a gun, a bullet hole in his head. He didn't testify about Christ. Good God Almighty. Can you get a hold of this? Al Gore, no testimony. John F. Kennedy, I hear no testimony. I hear these folks are what I'm trying to tell you. They don't know nothing about him. They don't know nothing about near the cross. They don't know nothing about amazing grace. I never hear them say, I love to tell the story. I don't hear nothing about there's power in the blood. They never sung no songs like this. They don't even know the song. They don't even know where it come from. They don't even know what it means. But let me tell you, if you've been born again, wrapped up in the Holy Ghost, tied up in the Holy Ghost, amen, you're going to sing one of these songs, and you're going to sing with power. They say, I don't know nothing about there is a fountain filled with blood.
They don't know nothing about blessed assurance. They don't know nothing about he lives. They don't know about my faith looks up to thee. They don't know nothing about past me and auto gentle saved. These songs don't mean nothing to a sinner.
Come on, doctor.
And if you're a sinner, these songs don't have no power with you. You've got
right.
to have the
That's
power
right.
of the Holy Ghost in you to song these, sing these songs with power
Preach,
and
doctor.
Great glory. Woo, but you know what the world is saying? We need some more Jobs in here. We need some Jobs to come up here because Job said, for God I live and for God I die. He said, although he slay me, yet will I trust in him because Job knew materialistic things is only temporarily. And some people today don't realize they've been deceived. They've been marked. The devil thinks this stuff is going to last forever. But let me tell you, when you were born into this world, you come in here naked. And when you leave, you're going to leave naked. I tell you, I've had experience with funerals, and I've never seen a U-Haul following the hearse. I've never seen a U-Haul at the graveyard because, number one, all that you have gained through your lifetime, you can't take it with you. The reason why you can't take it with you, because when you came in the world, you came with nothing. And when you leave this world, you're going to leave with nothing. But I tell you one thing, you better leave with something that can hold you and save you and sanctify you. And the only thing I know from the four corners of the earth, from here to eternity, is the highest name above every name. And that name is Jesus Christ. For his name is higher than the highest and is lower than the lowest. I'm talking about Jesus, the Lamb of God. I'm talking about, old Solomon said he's a rose of Sharon and lily of the valley. And some said he's a brighter than the morning star. And old David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I said, Balaam said, a star shall come up out of Jacob and a scepter of righteousness, and he shall destroy the children of Seth and smoke the children of Moab. And I'm talking about this God, the God of the universe, the God of the ages, the God that's coming back in the flesh in Jesus Christ. He's going to come with
Amen.
Power and great glory. He's coming with eyes as flame of fire and his hair on his head is white like wool. He's coming with royal diadem. He's coming and a golden girl wrapped around him. He's coming on
Amen.
A white horse. God Almighty, how you talking about making me happy? You talking about giving me joy? I tell you, I'm coming back. But when I come back, I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a new horse. I'm going to ride. You talking about riding? Hallelujah. I'm going to ride across the stratosphere. I'm going to ride through the honosphere. I'm going to ride through the atmosphere. I'm going to ride with Jesus Christ coming back at the end of the seven-year tribulation. Oh, yes, it is. When I come back with Jesus Christ at the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, give the identity what Christ looks like. Whoa, yes, he is. And his name is called Faithful and True. And let me tell you, my friends out there, my loved ones, I may not know you're here, but I wish you would do one thing for me. If you're not saved, I wish you would fall down on right now and call on the name of Jesus Christ, because I don't care how much you got now. I don't care how well you feel right now. You're going to need Jesus. And I don't mean after a while. You need him now, because what's coming up on this planet is no picnic. There's no golf, and there's no baseball. There's going to be no football. There's going to be no basketball. What's coming up on the face of the earth is never going to happen again, and it's never going to be so terrible when he comes again, because Jesus Christ is saying now, I sent two black preachers to put them on internet. Amen. They might not mean nothing to you. We may not mean nothing to you. It ain't what I mean. It's who I carry in my soul is the big thing. Amen. He said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. I got Jesus Christ walking inside
Amen.
Of me.
Woo!
I got Christ walking inside of me. I got the Son of the God walking inside of me. And I don't mean I ain't no God. I ain't Christ. I'm saying I have the likeness of Christ. I have the love of Christ. I have the mercy of Christ. I have the long-suffering of Christ. I have the love of Christ all in my bones. Why? Because the Holy Ghost lives inside me. And the only way that I could have got it was through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because somebody
Amen.
Had to die. Somebody had to die for my sins. Woo!
And he don't only die for my sins. He died for the sins of the whole round world. He died for every human being. That's a legal human being. Because some people today are not born. They ain't human. The way some people doing, they're doing this cloning. They're doing this, you're crossbreeding animals with human beings. That's in the image of God. God ain't got nothing to do with that mess. That's a bunch of the devil trying to create his own race. But you know that happened back there in the 11th chapter, back there in the time of the flood when the angels came down. They said, the watchers came down, about 200 of them on top of Mount Hermon. Mm-hmm. And they decided, Satan said, hey, look, fellas, now I got y'all out of heaven. And I got y'all down here, and I know what's getting ready to happen. I know what the Creator getting ready to do. He's getting ready to come down here. He's going to send a Savior. He's going to send a Redeemer. He's going to send somebody to redeem man back to him. Now, what y'all got to do for me? Y'all got to get in there and file up the genealogy and the DNA. I want you to crossbreed with the human race, because if you crossbreed with the human race, you can bring hybrids on. You bring these Nephilims on. And if you defile the seed, and I'm going to try to get the seed in which Christ is going to come. See, Satan knew that. He said, what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to go habitate. I want you to have sex with anything you can get your hand on. Animals, if you can't get an animal, get a human being. If you want to go homosexual, go ahead, do it, mess it up. Screw it up, mess it up. I cannot afford for the royal seed to get down here. Because when he get down here, guess what? He's God. And if he's God, he cast me out of heaven, and I know he's going to get rid of me, so I want you to foul it up so he can stop the plan of salvation. You got to stop it. But guess what? You can't fight. An ant can't fight against an elephant. What you talking about?
That's right.
Man can't fight against God. You can fight all you want. You can fight until you blow blue in the face. You can't win. The devil knows he can't win. So what is he doing now? He's deceiving people, because the Savior has already come. And the only way that he can stop you from going to heaven is he stops you from coming to the cross. He'll get you to say, there ain't nothing to the cross, man. That's a bunch of hogwash. Somebody, you mean God came down here, God himself in the flesh, a man coming down here died for me, and then got up out the grave. Oh, man, come on. I would say, no, don't do that. Don't go to the cross. And you know churches today have tried to eliminate the hymn books. They have tried to eliminate the cross. They talk about prosperity. They talk about blessings. They talk about how much they got and what they're going to do. And, oh, the Lord don't bless me. Oh, yeah, that's good, but the Lord don't bless me too. And he didn't bless me with a whole lot of materialistic things, but he blessed me with something that the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Woo!
Right.
That's salvation. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And no devil in hell can come into my soul, my spirit, and unlock the secret of God's power from me, that I become a sinner and a rotten sinner again. He can't do it. He's impossible, and he knows it. Because once saved, the Bible says, whoo, eternal redemption. Once saved,
always saved.
You can backslide, yes, but you're still saved. Come on now.
That's right, Bobby. Come on, Bobby.
Because who God loves, he chastened it. If you don't believe me, ask Samson. If you don't believe me, ask David. If you don't believe me, ask Abraham. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, they believed in the sacrifice in the Old Testament and took it as a replica, a type and shadow of a better thing to come. And they believed it. When they died, they were not perfect, because number one, they realized that there has a Redeemer has to come. Isaiah said he would come. Ezekiel said he would come. Jeremiah said he would come. Joel said he would come. Malachi said he would come. Micah said he would come. Nahum said he would come. Guess what? He came and rolled through Jerusalem on the coat of an angel. When he got down to the real nitty-gritty, he went out there and made a reservation for the Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, preacher. He went down in the Garden of Gethsemane and fell down on his knees and said, Father, if you can find another way, if you can find another avenue, if you can find somebody maybe to take my place, is it your will? And God spoke to himself and said, not my will, but your will be done. And guess what? Jesus, oh, Jesus went on to Calvary. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Amen.
And when he got there, he told me, why don't you come down off the cross? You've got so much power, but it takes more power to stay on the cross than it would for him to come down off the cross. That's what held him up. It was love, because he knew somebody. Oh, help me, Lord. Somebody had to die for your sins.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me. I'm at work now. I'm on a high right now. Jesus done everything for you. Don't die and go to hell.
That's
don't
right.
Live your own life and go to hell.
That's right.
Let Christ live it for you. And the only way you can live for Christ, you got to know Christ. You got to know him in the pardon of your sins. You got to be sanctified. You got to be
Amen.
Set apart from sin in
That's
your
right.
spirit, in your heart. Now, I know the carnal nature is still there, brothers and sisters. Don't get me
mm-hmm.
wrong. The part of nature is still there, and you're wrestling with it. You might have a drug problem. You can be a Christian and can have a drug problem, alcohol problem. You can have a thinking problem. You can have an ego trip. You can have a pride problem. You can have an anger problem. You can still be saved because Christ saved your soul. He didn't save the flesh. The flesh is still aggravating. It gets on my nerves sometimes. You know why? Because things I want to do, I don't perform
mm-hmm.
that which I should. Oh, good God Almighty. And Paul said, I got a problem with it. He said, I got so much a bad problem with it. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who can deliver me from this body of death? Because I'm walking, and my body's a dead man. It's dead
Amen.
From righteousness. It, you know what, it can't do right. But I got a power. I got a Holy Ghost power. I got a locomotive power. I got a dynamite power that's inside of me, which is the Holy Ghost, God through the Holy Spirit in me, to overcome sin, death, hell, and the grave. Come on, you need to come to Christ tonight. You need to come to Christ tonight. Don't fool around and let this rapture come up on you unaware.
Amen.
When the rapture comes, don't let it come up. You may be sleeping, and if you ain't saved, guess what? You don't miss it, brother. You're right. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Mr. Crane, Mr. Bus, Mr. Baseball Game, any other thing that you can go to, but don't miss heaven.
That's right.
Don't miss
Amen.
It.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Don't miss the young man. Hey, pretty girl, I don't talk about you now. Pretty girl, if you're out there, amen, you may be stacked like a brick building. You may have a switch and a rock and roll. And your trunk, you got stuff in your trunk. You got a fine walk. You got your hat long. You struck up and down. But let me tell you, don't miss it. Because you can die and go to hell. Why? Because
That's
you refuse to give your life to Jesus Christ. You refuse
right.
to humble yourself and become a real woman. Because the only way you become a real woman, you got to know Jesus Christ. If you don't
right.
know Jesus Christ, the devil will take you and slander you. He'll put you out on the streets. He'll have you on a drug thing. He'll have you doing everything but the will of God. And when you get ready to die, you have no hope, no joy, no peace, and you can feel hell touching your feet. Because people who
That's right.
go to hell, they just go straight to hell. Ain't no angels going to pick them up and take them
mm-hmm.
like they took Lazarus to heaven. Woo! When Lazarus died,
right.
the Bible says, good God Almighty! The Bible says God dispatched
yeah.
the angel of heaven. They went and got Lazarus' soul and took him to paradise.
Amen. And, come on, doctor.
He had to wait there until Jesus Christ got up from the grave. And then Jesus Christ went down into hell and cleaned it. Oh, hallelujah. He went all the way back into the Old Testament, picked up Adam
That's
and
right.
Eve, I believe, I believe he picked up Enoch. I believe he picked up Abel. He picked up Methuselah. He picked up Lamech. He picked up Jared. He took all them patriarchs that came on down and brought what? Brought Noah into existence. And from that point on, God